Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 27th of July. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we're answering the question, why are small groups important? We turn again to our Bible reading for this week, Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 10 to 13. Today we're reading from the New International Version. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Amen. Who do you turn to when you are going through a difficult patch? Who are your prayer warriors? When you're going through a tough time, it is important to have people praying for you. This will be very easy for you if you're in a small group. Small group prayer warriors are easy to come by. That's what they're there for. God's vision for his people in Isaiah chapter 55 is that they would live in joy and peace. Prayer is a mystery in many ways, but I can testify that it's easier to live in joy and peace with others if you're praying for each other. It just works. There is more power in small group prayer than in praying by yourself. If you're not in a small group, then you are unprotected. You'll be lacking in the strength that comes from having like-minded Christians close beside you. Pastor Rick Warren says, there is more power in group prayer than in the single power of you praying for yourself. You need God's power to get through difficult times. God promises his power wherever two or three are gathered in his name. Small group prayer is powerful. That's why you need to be in a small group. Then you can ask them to pray for you. The Salvation Army's mission statement in the United Kingdom and Ireland is, love God, love others. That's what you're doing in small group prayer when you are praying for each other. Loving others. As you think these thoughts through today, you might want to use this question to help you delve a little deeper. Who are the people in your life you can call on to pray for you? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Devotionals as we look at the Christian encouragement that can be found in a small group.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.